It was hard to be angry with Jillian after that. It was impossible to resent her or even feel slighted. Jillian was so intense when it came to Ben Fry that the butter in Sally's house kept melting, the way it does whenever love is under a roof. Even the sticks of butter in the refrigerator would melt, and anyone who wanted some would have to pour it out on a piece of toast or measure it out with a tablespoon. On nights when Jillian lies in bed and reads biology, Kylie stretches out on her own bed and leafs through magazines, but really she's watching Jillian. She's feeling lucky to be learning about love from someone like her aunt. She's heard people talking. Even the ones who feel the need to point out that Jillian is trash seem envious of her somehow. Jillian may be a waitress at the hamburger shack. She may have little lines around her eyes and mouth from all that Arizona sun, but she's the one Ben Fry's in love with. She's the one who has that smile on her face, night and day. "Guess what the largest organ in the human body is?" Jillian asks Kylie one evening when they're both in bed reading. "Skin," Kylie says. "Wise guy," Jillian tells her. "Know-it-all." "Everybody's jealous that you got Mr. Fry," Kylie says. Jillian goes on reading her Bio 1 book, but that doesn't mean she isn't listening. She has the ability to talk about one thing and concentrate on another. She learned it from all that time she spent with Jimmy. "That makes him sound like he was something I picked up in a store, like he was a grapefruit or something on sale and I got him half price." Jillian wrinkles her nose. "Anyway, it wasn't luck." Kylie rolls onto her stomach so she can study her aunt's dreamy face. "Then what was it?" "Destiny." Jillian closes her biology textbook. She has the best smile in the world. Kylie will certainly grant her that. "Fate." Kylie thinks about destiny all night long. She thinks about her father, whom she remembers only from a single photograph. She thinks about Gideon Barnes, because she could fall in love with him if she let herself, and she knows he could fall in love with her, too. But Kylie's not so certain that's what she wants. She's not sure if she's ready yet, or if she'll ever be. Lately, she's so sensitive and tuned in, she can pick up Jillian's dreams as she sleeps in the next bed. Dreams so scandalous and hot that Kylie wakes up aroused, and then she's more embarrassed and confused than ever.